لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وعظيمنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الغر الميامين. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية سيدي ومولاي علي بن أبي طالب، اللهم صل على محمد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أما بعد، يقول الله في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم من يقول ائذن لي ولا تفتني، ألا في الفتنة سقطوا وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين. The first of our love, salawat and honor of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The second and honor of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. The third with your loudest voices and honor of the Imam of our time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected scholars, brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The verse in question, verse 49 of chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, allows us to enter into one of the most fascinating discussions in Quranic sciences, namely how to identify whether a chapter of the Quran is Meccan or Medinite. Many times you find people asking the question that when you look at a surah of the Quran, how can you tell whether that surah was revealed in Mecca or whether it was revealed in Medina? Indeed, you find that the Quran, as we all know, is not a chronological book, in the sense that the order of the chapters of the Quran is not in the order of revelation. Otherwise, the first surah of the Quran should be Iqra and not Surah Al-Fatiha, because we know that Surah Al-Fatiha is the fifth revealed surah in terms of order of revelation. Yet when we look at the Qur'an that's with us today, the first chapter of the Qur'an is which one? Surah Al-Fatiha. Therefore we recognize that the order of revelation of the Qur'an, the one that we have with us today, is not in order of revelation. Otherwise the first surah should be Iqra, and then Qalam, Muzzammil, Muddathir, and so on. Then the last surah should be Ma'idah and Tawbah. Therefore, many people ask the question that if we cannot tell from the order of the Qur'an which surahs are Meccan and which surahs were revealed in Medina, then what is the criteria or in which method can we understand which chapter was revealed in Mecca and which chapters were revealed in Medina? Because this discussion is a vital one for a number of reasons. On the first level, the discussion is vital because it allows us to understand the seerah of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. We know that the Holy Prophet, when he announced his prophethood lasted for a period of 23 years. 13 of those years were in Mecca, and 10 of those years were in Medina. You find that those first 13 years were without a doubt extremely difficult, in the sense that if ever a prophet went through a tumultuous period, it was the Holy Prophet in Mecca. In those first 13 years, he had bitter enemies from his family, bitter enemies from the aristocrats of Arabia. They wouldn't leave him alone. They would continue to hassle him, and indeed hassle his companions, to the extent you would find Ammar lost his parents, Yasir and Sumayya. You'd find Bilal al-Habashi would be tortured with a big black rock while his body lay naked on the sand. You'd find Ja'far al-Tayyar having to leave to go and live in Africa. Even the Holy Prophet himself was the aim of a number of assassination attempts. That the Holy Prophet himself would sleep in the bed and know that every night could be a dangerous night in Mecca, until eventually he performed his hijrah and went to Medina. He went to Medina to spend the last 10 years of his life. So from 40 until 53, he was in Mecca. From 53 until 63, he was where? Medina. In Medina, he went because the Muslims in Medina had written to him, saying to him, that if Meccans do not like you, then come and teach us here in Medina. We are a group of believers. We believe in Islam. We want to learn more about how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, come and approach us in Medina, and we are willing to be there for you. When we look at those 23 years, we ask ourselves a question. How can we read those 23 years in the Quran? Because if you ask many Muslims about the Holy Prophet's life, much of the secrets of his life in Mecca and in Medina is in the Quran. If a person was to analyze the Quran, they'll find many of the incidents in Mecca in the Quran, and many of the incidents of Medina in the Quran. 86 surahs of the Quran were revealed in Mecca, and 28 surahs were revealed in Medina. As in, if you were to ask many Muslims today, how many surahs of the Quran were in Mecca? Many would not know, but logically speaking, if Rasulullah spent more time in Mecca than in Medina, then there definitely has to be more surahs in Mecca than there are in Medina. Because 13 years he was in Mecca, 10 years he's in Medina, 13 years, 10 years, 86 surahs, 28 in Medina. In other words, you found the majority of the surahs were in Mecca, and the minority of them were in Medina. Yet someone still asked the question, how do I verify these surahs? We said you need to verify firstly to learn about his life. Secondly, knowing which is Meccan and which is Medinite is important. Why? So we are able to understand which verses abrogated which. Remember last night we said that there were certain verses which abrogated previous verses? I may look in the Quran, I may see two separate verses. I may think this verse abrogates that. But what if it turns out that this verse is a Meccan, that's a Medinite? Can a Meccan necessarily abrogate a Medinite? How? If 13 years you're in Mecca, then you go to Medina. It's the Medinite that abrogates what comes before it, surely. So you found what? You found that the second reason you study which surahs were revealed in Mecca and which were revealed in Medina is so that when I know there's a verse in Medina and there's a previous verse in Mecca, I'm able to say that maybe that verse in Medina came to replace that other verse in Mecca. Therefore, on the second level. On the third level also, it highlights to us that when we build a new Muslim community, what should our message be at the beginning, and then what should our message be when everyone believes? Rasulullah, when he first began speaking to the Meccans, were they all believing in Allah? So would the verses straight away say, O you who believe, or would the verses be a bit more general? Likewise, when we begin a new community and we begin with our da'wah, do we straight away send down verses on salah and sawm and zakat? Or do we first instill the pillars of the religion into the community? Try and understand this delicate point. That when I begin a new community, or I am in Nairobi and I want to bring people towards Islam, do I straight away say salah, sawm, zakat? Or do I first begin by instilling the principles of Islam? Maybe through understanding Mecca versus Medina, we're going to be able to understand exactly how tabligh is meant to be done. Therefore, let's examine this topic tonight about Mecca and Medina and how to identify the verses by asking the following questions. Number one, how does verse 49, chapter 9 of the Quran, highlight to us that you can't find out if a surah is Mecca and or Medinite purely on location of revelation? Number two, is it possible that the longer the surah, the clearer it is Medinite, and the shorter the surah, it is Meccan? Number three, do the letters at the beginning of a surah highlight that a surah is Meccan rather than Medinite? Number four, is the number of sajdas an indication of whether a surah is Meccan or Medinite? Number five, if a surah begins, Ya Ayyuhannas, does that mean it's Meccan And if it begins, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, does that mean it's Medinite? Number six, or is the criteria pre-Hijra and post-Hijra? And number seven, which verses in Medina highlighted both the signs of the hypocrites and the followers of Ahlul Bayt? Inshallah, we'll seek to dissect this and seek to dissect the topic in depth. The first opinion about how you verify whether a surah is Meccan or Medinite is a very logical opinion. That opinion is, you might as well just ask, where is the verse revealed? If the verse is revealed in Mecca, then it's Meccan. And if the verse is revealed in Medina, then it's Medinite. This opinion, some people came forward with, why? Because some people came forward and said what? Some people came forward and said that if a surah is Meccan, then that's it. If it's located in Mecca, it must be a Meccan surah. And if it was located in Medina, it must be a Medinite surah. The reply came, who told you every verse was located in Mecca or Medina? What do we mean? Who told you that every verse of the Quran was necessarily revealed either in Mecca or Medina? If you were to ask many Muslims today, the verses in the Quran, are they only in Mecca and Medina? No, they're not. There are verses in the Quran which were revealed outside Mecca or Medina. Therefore, location is not a criteria. What do I mean? There are some verses of the Quran which were revealed in Sham. They weren't revealed in Mecca or Medina. Someone says, how? One of the most famous battles which the Holy Prophet had to take part in was a battle where there were verses revealed when he wasn't in Mecca or Medina. Which battle? The Holy Prophet, the year before, had sent Ja'far al-Tayyar to fight in an area by the name of Mu'tah. Mu'tah is an area in Jordan. How many of you here have been to the ziyarah of Ja'far al-Tayyar in Jordan? Those of you been for ziyarah of Ja'far al-Tayyar, may Allah bless all of you to go inshallah again. And those of you who haven't, may Allah bless you to go. Ja'far al-Tayyar had led an army against the Romans. Rasulullah had sent his emissary to the Romans called Harith bin Umar. When Rasulullah sent him to the Romans, Rasulullah had sent him with a mission. What was the mission? To go and invite the Romans towards the religion of Islam. The Romans killed that ambassador. When they killed the ambassador, Rasulullah said to Ja'far al-Tayyar, you have to lead an army against these Romans because they've killed one of our ambassadors for no reason. Ja'far al-Tayyar led that army. They fought a battle, but Ja'far was killed. As you know, Ja'far in that battle lost his right hand and his left hand. Hence we call him al-Tayyar, the one who flies, because Allah replaced his hands with wings in Jannah. The idea was that when they lost that battle, what happened was the following year, the Romans began to sniff blood. In which way? The Romans thought to themselves, now that we've destroyed Muhammad's army, and that Khalid ibn al-Walid, instead of remaining firm, had run away, what the Romans thought to themselves is, you know what? Now that we sniff blood, let's enter Mecca and do what? Let's enter the land of Medina and do what? Destroy them. When they began to sniff blood, the Holy Prophet had recognized that the Romans have got a very strong army. So the Holy Prophet turned around in what was a very difficult time in Medina. How was it difficult? There was a drought at the time in Medina, no rain coming down. It was extremely hot. He turned around to his companions and he said to them, that I want you to join me as we go and fight. Fight where? I want you to go with me. We're going to fight the Romans. These companions, you would think many of them would straight away say, yes, of course, it's our honor. We all want to come. We want to fight. We want to join you. Yet the Quran mentions that some of them started coming up with unbelievable excuses. Which excuses? As in, you'd think these companions would be loyal. Many of them would turn around and say, Ya Rasulallah, if you want us to join, we'll join. The excuses were phenomenal. In which way? The verse I quoted highlights one of the excuses. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَذَنْ لِي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي. One of them, by the name of Al-Jad bin Qais, heard Rasulullah say, listen, we're going to go out towards fighting the Romans. Al-Jad bin Qais came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't think I'm going to be able to join you to fight in the area of Tabuk. Tabuk was towards where? Towards Sham. These soldiers, some of them made excuses before they left Medina. Some of them made excuses in Sham. So when Allah revealed the verses of Surah 9 from verse 42 onwards, those verses weren't in Mecca or in Medina. They were where? In Sham. So what happened was, this person, Al-Jad bin Qais, came. He said, Ya Rasulallah, I don't think I can make it to battle. Listen to this excuse. It's phenomenal. Inshallah, with the 12th Imam, none of us have this excuse. He came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't think I can make it to battle. He said, why? He said, Roman woman. He said, sorry? He said, Roman woman. He said, what do you mean Roman woman? He said, Ya Rasulullah, these Roman women are stunning. He said, they're absolutely beautiful. And I think if I turn up for that war and I see one of their wives, I'm not coming back to Islam. MashaAllah. Quran says it actually that he said that. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ ذَنْلِي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي. One of them says what? He says, give me an excuse. Don't put me under trial. أَلَا فِي الْفِتَّةِ سَخَطُوا. It was in that trial that they failed. In which way? He is saying what? Don't let me fight, Ya Rasulallah, because I'm an Arab and I'm already feeling hot when I'm away from home. Now I see these Roman women, Ya Rasulallah, you don't understand. I'm already going to be infatuated. I might even leave the religion of Islam. Rasulullah says, okay, you're one of my companions, or what are you? As in, you're meant to be loyal to me, you're talking about women in a battlefield? That person turned around, he said, Ya Rasulallah, I'm sorry. Roman woman, that's the worst woman to put in front of me. So one gave an excuse. MashaAllah, nothing changes. Another gave an excuse, what was it? Another gave an excuse by saying, Ya Rasulullah, it's too hot for me to leave home. I think I'm going to sweat a lot. So Ya Rasulullah, can you give me an excuse? I can't make it to the Battle of Tabuk. Another one came and he said, what? Ya Rasulullah, my family, you know, they're very close with me and I can't go out for jihad. Excuse after excuse after excuse. Rasulullah looked at them until Abu Dhar al-Ghafari came to him. Abu Dhar had missed Badr. He had missed Uhud. He had missed Khandaq. Because his tribe, Rasulullah had said to him, go and look after them. Abu Dhar came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, my horse or my camel is very slow, but I will join you whether it is hot, whether I sweat, even if I die. Ya Rasulullah, I'll come with you. The verses showed us what? That in the Battle of Tabuk, they were making excuses. But the verses highlighted what? That in that battle, the verses were revealed in Syria. Someone who comes and says, I can identify a surah on the basis of whether it's in Mecca or Medina. No, you can't. Because there are certain verses which were revealed where? Revealed in Syria. That's why many ask the question, why didn't Imam Ali go to the Battle of Tabuk? Imam Ali never went to the Battle of Tabuk because Rasulullah said to him, you have to remain behind in Medina. The only battle, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, the only battle the Imam did not fight in was the Battle of Tabuk. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, within the Battle of Tabuk, they came to him, Rasulullah said to him, Ali, you have to look after Medina. So Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen remained behind in Medina. Certain people started making a rumor that Ali ibn Abi Talib, Rasulullah doesn't want him to come because he doesn't like him anymore. When Imam Ali approached Rasulullah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what the people are saying. That's when Rasulullah said the famous line, oh Ali, you are to me like Harun is to Musa. That if you want to know your manzila with me, you are to me like Aaron was to Musa. In other words, what do we find? We find that that Battle of Tabuk, Rasulullah went towards the battle, the Romans didn't end up showing. The Romans, recognizing that Rasulullah had gone with 30,000, they didn't end up showing and they came back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore had revealed certain verses where he had said clearly that there are those of you who make excuses for not coming up to battle. No, your trial is that excuse. Your trial was to turn up, not to think about the woman, but to turn up and defend the religion of Islam. Therefore, the first opinion that a Meccan or Medinite surah can be known by location is rejected. There are certain verses which aren't revealed neither in Mecca nor in Medina. A second opinion was what? The name of a personality can tell you where the surah is revealed. In which way? That if you know that a personality is named in a surah, that personality, where did he live? If he lived in Mecca, that means that the surah is Meccan. And if he lived in Medina, that means the surah is Medinite. How did they come up with that opinion? Because we know that Surah Masad was revealed about who? Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. So that second opinion, what did it say? Abu Lahab's name in a surah indicates the surah has to be Meccan, because Abu Lahab never ever left Mecca. Did Abu Lahab ever leave Mecca? No. Abu Lahab, his whole life he was in Mecca, and he died within Mecca. Abu Lahab died after the Battle of Badr. He had slapped one of his servants for claiming that Rasulullah was helped by angels on the day of Badr. The wife of Abbas, the uncle of Rasulullah, hit him on the back of his head. He died from that hit, and he ended up being buried by his sons, who threw stones at his body because they didn't want to come near the foul smell. Abu Lahab, yes, no doubt, Surah Masad is revealed in Mecca, no doubt. But what's the problem with this opinion? Abu Lahab is one of the few people in the Quran who's mentioned by name in the time of Rasulullah. If I want to judge if a surah is Meccan or Medinite, I need everybody who's alongside Rasulullah to be mentioned. Abu Lahab is mentioned. Yes, Allah mentioned him by name. But the problem is, Abu Talib isn't mentioned by name. If Abu Talib was mentioned by name, I know if a surah is Meccan. Khadija is not mentioned by name, I would know if a surah is Meccan. Walid ibn